Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome to a new year of Spark. It is 2011, the first show of the year. Welcome back to my regular listeners. Glad that you're back. And to those who will be downloading the podcast, I'm so glad that you joined me that way as well. It is a new month, relatively early in a new month. How are you doing on your goals? How are you doing on your, well, I was just having a conversation with a coach and we were discussing resolution, rationalizing, and how we set ourselves up to fail with the way that we deal with resolution. But tonight we'll be talking about not resolution, but a way that we can visualize a destination of success. Where do we want to be at the end of 2011? Where do we want to be in the 2016? You know, and work from there. So take a deep breath and let it out. And another deep breath. And let it out. Last week we talked about reflecting and projecting, looking back on 2010, celebrating the successes and accomplishments, identifying some challenges, thinking about different ways that we wanted to address those in the year ahead. And this week, we're focusing more on the project into the future. Our imagination is so powerful. I'm the paraphrasing from Ralph Marston, who writes GreatDay.com, Monday through Saturday, and talks about, you know, as long as you're going to imagine something, why not imagine something awesome? Totally agree. We spend so much time worrying, which is a form of negative imagination, or imagining the worst, or catastrophizing the absolute worst thing that could possibly happen. What if instead we focused on the best that could possibly happen? The most amazing outcome we want. We put that on a vision board, or created a PowerPoint slideshow, or a mind movie that we could look at that says, look at where I want to be. Isn't that amazing? So, let's think about focusing on our best outcome. And I will apologize, I'm going to be in and out with little stuffiness. So I think there's a stray cold germ that is under the impression it might be able to reside with me for a while, and the reality is I'm going to be healthy. So hopefully it will find a better place to go rather than with me. So are you listening to this podcast because you have challenges with the concept of goal setting? Maybe it's you don't like to write them down, or you're concerned about making a commitment because you might fail, and so it's easier not to make the commitment. Maybe you're just interested in considering another way to look at it, another process you might try. That's an option too. So tonight, we're going to take a different approach to what did you dream? What is it you love to do? What is it you want to accomplish in your life? What brings you joy? and excitement? What are your passions? What are your dreams? The best place to start if you are thinking about living your best life. I'm going to paraphrase another quote that I read today that is very profound. It was from Bill Irwin. It says, most people live like they have another life in the bank. Think about that. Most people live like they had another life in the bank. Truly, from what we understand right now, we have only this life. Now, we won't get into the spiritual beliefs about rebirth and reincarnation. We will just focus on, for the sake of our discussion, that we have one life in this sequence. We don't get a redo or a replay. So, what do we want to really do with our life? Because all we really have truly is now. You know, the past is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today is a gift. And so often we say things like, well, I'll do that after I get a new job. I'll take care of my health later. Have you said any of those things? Oh, I'll do it when this happens. I'll take care of my health after I get my finances in order. In the meantime, you're running yourself ragged. Are you feeling that? So if we were to accept Bill Irwin's idea that, okay, let's do a reality check. Because if we truly have just the one life, then we need to live it differently. So, for the sake of our discussion, imagine you have just this life. And in this life, you probably have some dreams about things you'd like to be, do, or have. There are things that you love, things that bring you joy. When you have those in your life, then you're serving others. Just take a minute and think about what are some of the things that bring you joy. If you have a pen and a paper, you can jot them down. What are some things that you love to do that bring you joy? Or what's a dream? Like, I'm going to Hawaii, and for some people this is their bucket list. Things you want to do before you die. Okay, that's one way to look at it, I guess. What are some things that, places you want to visit? What's a legacy you want to leave? Think for a minute about when you were gone, what do you want people to say about you, remember about you? Jot a note if you've got some paper. Have you taken deep breaths lately? Are you feeling excited about the passions and the legacy? Or are you feeling frustrated? Hopefully, you need to feel some excitement around the possibilities. And what can you do to have more of that in your life? So we'll talk about that map in a bit, getting clear on the destination, the place we're going. But first, you got to figure that out. And the way to decide, you know, where do we want to be a year from now is to really look at where are we now as our starting point. And what's our dream? And how do you know if that dream is big enough to drive you, to motivate you, to help you stay on target? Those of you who are regular listeners may know I committed to publicizing my weight on the 50th anniversary of my birthday, and that weight was 232 pounds. And while originally I wanted that to be my success ending, I changed the destination, and it became my beginning. We have the option to do that too. And suddenly, I'm getting a message about a battery, dear listeners, and a charger that is missing. So while I am searching for the missing necessary charger, take a moment and think about the answer to this question. When my life is ideal, I am blank. And fill in the blank. When my life is ideal, I am what? I am traveling the world. I am financially free. So jot down a few notes. When my life is ideal, I am what? I am healthy. I am in a happy, fulfilling relationship with a compatible, like-minded, strong core value match situation. And this is a phrase that we use when we do the passion test. When my life is ideal, I am blank. And think about all the areas of your life. Think about your health, your finances, your career, your relationship, volunteering, whatever it is, all of those areas of your life. And then, in the passion test process, we prioritize those. And that's the first step, getting clear on the what, the intention. And then focusing on how to have more of that in your life. So if you're interested, I have some past calls here at Spark. I think one of my first shows 3 years ago, I took someone through the passion test in the segment. But if you search for the passion test or just go back to the archives of Spark, you'll find it. I would also love to take you through the passion test, either one-on-one, or I'm available for teleseminars as well. If you decide that you really want to get crystal clear about that, that's an option to do the passion test, take the passion test. And you can visit brainbonanza.com to learn more about that. So, do you know what brings you the most joy? What energizes you? What, as Csikszentmihalyi says, you know, you're in this state of flow and you don't notice time passing or that you haven't eaten for hours because you're so energized by what you're doing. So what is it that brings you joy? And do you have that in your life? As Chris Atwood and Janet Brayout would share in the passion test, your passions are like breadcrumbs to your destiny. Are you living your passions? So that's one place to start in this, as you create this success map. And a success map is an alternative I like, and so it's something I'm recently developing, that if I'm looking at just this year, and where I want to be, what's my destination for December 31st in each of the areas of my life? And I'm going to map it. Because if I know that my final destination is Vancouver, British Columbia, or in New Zealand. My friend and colleague Mike Scadden would love to see me in New Zealand. My friend and colleague Lex McKee would love to see me in the UK. So it makes a difference, though, how I route my trip based on where it is I'm going. Because I won't get to Vancouver, British Columbia necessarily the same way that I would go to New Zealand. Now, could I get to all those places this year? Absolutely. Maybe some stretches. Because you want to be realistic in your goal setting, and yet you still want it. Here's the thing. You want to be realistic in the steps, the actions that you're taking right now. The destination can be anywhere, anything. It's infinite possibilities, as Mike Dooley says. So, you know what? If at the end of the year I want my business to be bringing in $100,000, that's my destination. And then I back up from there to figure out. Because anytime you travel, you need to have, you take care of your body. That's the food, the showers, clean air, clean water, all of those things in order to travel comfortably. You have to figure out your mode of transportation. You need to have a financial plan for how to get there. You might want to have some additional maps. Now, you know, in the older days it was paper maps. Or stopping at rest stops if you were driving, where they had big maps and different tourism sites. Now we rely on GPS and whatever name you'd like to call the navigational system that you could have in a car. Or our handheld computers, smartphones, we can often do searches wherever we are and find out, well, what's close? Some close historical sites, for example. Or we joke here in my family in the Midwest United States that we live probably about 40 minutes from the world's largest frying pan and we've never seen it. You've seen the movie Michael with John Travolta. That's one of the things he wants to see is the world's largest frying pan. So that's on our list this year as a family. We're going to visit the world's largest frying pan because we can make that happen. That's a short trip. So think about, oh my gosh, what's your destination at year end for career? Is it starting your own business? Is it partnering in your business? Is it a promotion at work? Is it leaving employment and focusing on your family? What is your focus? And make that your destination at the end of your map. And then figure out from where you are today, what do you need to get from here to there? And maybe it's a six-month checkpoint. Maybe it's a monthly checkpoint. Maybe it's saying, okay, I intend to go this direction with these stops. Now, if something happens that shifts that, I've got supports in place, resources in place that I can use to still help me get to destination at year end, that $100,000 business, for example. Because somewhere along the line, my friends, we got the idea that we have to do this by ourselves. Not sure exactly where we got that idea, but a lot of us believe it, I do think, that we're self-reliant, we're independent, especially in the United States, that explorers, spirit from our history. And so truly much more successful when we collaborate. There's some other resources I wanted to share. Things to think about as you're dealing with what is your dream? And John Maxwell has a book about dreams and questions to put your dream to the test. Is your dream to own an art studio? Is your dream to travel and photograph? Is your dream to create music that inspires? And is that dream coming from your heart? That's part of the passion test as well, because passions are about, they're a heart thing, not a head thing. And when our head gets in there and starts analyzing, we've moved away from passions. And if someone's offering to help you, it's okay to say thank you and accept the help. We tell ourselves stories about what we think other people are thinking, and truly, we don't know what they're thinking. We just imagine what we might be thinking, or assume the worst story that they're thinking. So let's take a minute or two and just examine the questions to put your dream to the test. See if this is truly the dream that will inspire you. Or not. And it's okay to start down one path and decide, you know, I really thought I'd like living in the desert, but I'm not liking this. So maybe I need to go a different route. Put your dream to the test. 10 questions that will help you see it and seize it, by John C. Maxwell. And here are the questions. Well, and actually, there's a step-by-step action plan that will help you, quote, see, own, and reach your dream. And he uses a person as an example for each of the questions. And the goal is, and there's that word, is you want to say yes to as many of these questions as possible. So let's take a look at the 10 questions. And the book is available at Amazon.com, and I did put it in the show notes as well, both the passion test and put your dream to the test. So the first question is the ownership question. Is my dream really my dream, or does it belong to someone else? Is it my parents' dream for me, or the dream I think I should have because everybody told me I was so good at science, I should be a doctor? I'm talking about my experience now. I was very good at school and education. I love science. I still do. My classmates were all, a number of them were commenting on, oh my God, I wanted to be a teacher. And they responded, a teacher? You don't get paid diddly. You could be a doctor. Smart as you are, you could be a doctor. Look at all the money you would make. And my comment was, I do not want to hold someone's physical life in my hands. Because if I made a mistake, I couldn't live with that. So, instead, I hold people's minds in my hands. Because usually if they don't learn something or I make a mistake in teaching them something, it's not life-threatening. It's actually life-enhancing, and we can learn from our mistake. And so I've wanted to be a teacher since I can remember. That's my passion. To help people learn, grow, achieve success in their dreams. I did that in a classroom for 2 years with the Upward Bound program at Luther College in Iowa for 19 years. Done it at 2 different credit unions in staff development and coaching, and in my business, Brain Bonanza, where I help people have their best brain at work, school, and home. Best brain, best life. I've enjoyed Blog Talk video as a resource, a way to teach and seminars and consulting. And so I know that's my passion. That's what energizes me, is to share that gift that I have to help people learn. So that dream really is my dream. And I could have derailed that dream. And other people said, well, you could be a doctor. I can't. Make sure your dream is truly yours. Maybe you need to go back and think of something you liked to do when you were younger. But this, take that dream through this test. Question number one, the ownership question. Is my dream really my dream? Chapter two is about the clarity question. Do I clearly see my dream? Chapter three is the reality question. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? Chapter four, the passion question. Does my dream compel me to follow it? Chapter five, the pathway question. Do I have a strategy to reach my dream? And again, at any point here, you can ask other people. Build a dream team. Number six, the people question. Have I included the people I need to realize my dream? Should have flipped the page. Chapter seven, the cost question. Am I willing to pay the price for my dream? Eight, the tenacity question. Am I moving closer to my dream? Nine, the fulfillment question. Does working toward my dream bring satisfaction? And 10, the significance question. Does my dream benefit others? And that connects back to the legacy question that we asked earlier. So put your dream to the test. Great resource book. There's also a companion book, action workbook, that you could take a look at as well. You know, sometimes we set the goals we think we're supposed to set or the resolutions we're supposed to make, like lose weight, exercise, stop smoking, stop drinking, all those things. And really, is that what we want? And are we moving towards? See, when we talk about what we want to let go of, often doesn't help our brains as much as whatever we want. Engage your brain to be on your team by being able to articulate, state your intention, the what, which is the destination on your success map. Where are you going? Where do you want to be? And know if you can be, you can travel multiple places. You do need to take into account all the different factors. And as James Arthur Ray talks about, the pillars, spiritual, emotional, physical, career, professional. There are a couple others that you could search on. You could look at a life wheel and put categories there. Be careful that you focus on multiple areas of your life. You may give more attention to one. Excuse me. More attention to one area in the short term. You need to take care of all. And someone had said, you know, well, what if I don't take care of my health? And the rest of it's like, we do need our health. And that's one that I had sacrificed for a number of years. So for me, a key in 2011 is my health, to truly live a healthy lifestyle. That's my destination, is to be choosing a healthy lifestyle at the end of 2011. Nutrition, exercise, spiritual practice, meditation, all of the factors to being healthy, choosing my stress. I'm excited to say the product that I'll be having available this month from a very popular seminar called Be the Zebra, also known as Choose Your Stress. So think about your destination. And maybe one of your destinations is, I want to get clear about what will truly rock my world, help me leave a great legacy, find more joy every day. Some of us know what that is. We've just been putting it on the back burner. So we need to frame our dream in a way that it truly pulls us. Because every day we say, oh, no, I'll do it tomorrow. A wish, a dream, most likely to be achieved than if it's written. Written, powerful for the brain. It's a form of commitment. And even better if we have an accountability partner. Who are you sharing your journey with? Doesn't mean you have to be going to the same place. So if you have a question about a success map, a goal, give me a call. Pop into the chat room. We've got about 10 minutes left. 347-215-8390. So if there's something you're having a challenge around stating what you want to achieve, the power of the pink elephant is really important in this process. Because you don't say, I don't want to go to Mount Pelier. That doesn't say anything about where you want to go. Don't think of a pink elephant. Don't imagine a pink elephant. That's the power of the pink elephant. It shows up for the majority of us because we think in images. And so being able to say, okay, what do I want? Rather than what I do not want. Much more powerful for the brain. So if you do not want debt, what do you want? Financial freedom. So languaging is very important. So if you don't call them goals, if that word gets you all tangled up about failure or whatever, because here's the thing. Because if you write a goal and you don't achieve it, you're probably closer than you would have been had you not written it. And the story I share is like the success map. Part of the success map my husband wrote one year was we would have a healthy child by July 31st of 2001. And I don't remember the month he wrote this, but I think it must have been July. So we got past the point where it was biologically going to happen, and we've had some challenges in having a child, and but that was on that list, healthy baby by July 31st, 2001. And so we were open to what happened, and a long story shortened, between running into a friend, visiting a place where we used to live, who mentioned, I thought you mentioned adoption a number of years ago. She had someone, knew someone who knew a woman who happened to be an illegal alien, who was unexpectedly pregnant. Father was transient and gone. And so May 17th of 2001 is when we learned about the situation. And I said, sure, we'll give it a shot. We connected with the woman who was trying to help this mother. Got the lawyer, did the psychologist, did everything connected to the adoption process for private adoption. May, June, July. Our son Alex was born July 17th, 2001. Now, beat it by a couple weeks. And he's been wonderful. He's 9 now. And, you know, I attribute a lot of that to us being, you know, we set the intention of healthy child. And I agree with my husband, we'll have a healthy child. Healthy baby, July 31st, and there it was. So, you know, in the passion test, they talk about putting your intention out there and then adding this or something better. What if something better comes along? Try not to limit the possibilities. So, you know what, maybe I think I want a house on the beach, but something better came along. There's a condo, less work, whatever. Keeping options open. Be specific and yet keep options open. Be clear about the what you want and be open to how it will show up. Be clear about actions you can take every day. And, you know, if you don't want to necessarily have goals in lots of areas, since maybe this, maybe you have one in January, one in February, one in March, that you have a success map that stops. I have a stop in March. This is where I want to be with my career. I have a checkpoint in May for where I want to be with my health. So there are some strategies that will help you be more effective in getting to your destination. Things like writing in words or making vision boards so you can visualize. Being specific about where you're going so you know whether you're driving north, south, east, or west. If you're driving to a new success map, you know, having an idea what to pack. You know, if you're going skiing in the mountains, you're not packing the same thing if you're going to the beach, right? So, important thing, make that commitment. Engage an accountability partner or coach who can encourage you, support you, help you see other perspectives, maybe other opportunities. Join a mastermind group, people who are moving or are working towards the same area that you are. Lots of possibilities. Keep listening to Spark for more ideas and more resources. I thank you very much for listening, processing, thinking. If you have questions after you listen to the segment, you're welcome to send me an email at brainbonanza, BRAINBONANZA, @gmail.com. And just put in the subject line, Spark question. Or if you've got the segment title, you know, success, Spark Success Map question. Feel free to visit the website to see what else is there that might support you in your journey to be successful. To draw your map, to write out your map in words, whichever way works for you. Some people are visual, like the imagery. The brain likes imagery, we've said, with the pink elephant. There are lots of images you can find on the internet to use for your private use, your map. Things to think about. This came in a mail, in a mailing for subscribing to O Magazine. And it talked about when Oprah was being interviewed. And they were talking about the movie Beloved. Jean Siskel asked her, "What do you know for sure?" And she stumbled with, "What, about the movie?" She knew he meant something else. "No," he said, "you know what I mean, about you, your life, anything, everything. I know for sure I need to think about that question some more." And she goes on to say she was thrown and went home and thought about that for 2 days. And for those who have read O Magazine, that's always the last page. And she's continued to ask herself that question and thought about what's certain, what's real, what's true. So she shares her right now her list of all-time top 10 things she knows for sure. 1, what you put out comes back all the time, no matter what. That's her creed. 2, you define your own life. Don't let other people write your script. 3, whatever someone did to you in the past has no power over the present. Only you give it power. And it comes back to the story that we often tell. And I mentioned we can release that story. Byron Katie and her process called The Work, very powerful way to do that. And that resource is www.thework.com. 4, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. She says she learned from Maya Angelou. 5, worrying is wasted time. Use the same energy for doing something about whatever worries you, like we mentioned earlier. 6, what you believe has more power than what you dream, wish, or hope for. You become what you believe. Well, that's another segment coming up for this year. A friend of mine's reading The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton right now. Great conversations coming out of that. What is it you believe? What is it you know? And hence you believe. And is it really true? Or is it something that you learned when you were young that helped you survive then? Number 7, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough. And that was from Meister Eckhart, the German theologian and humanist. The only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough. 8, the happiness you feel is in direct proportion to the love you give. 9, failure is a signpost to turn you in another direction. You can still have the same destination, you're just going, now you know something more, going a different way. Number 10, if you make a choice that goes against what everyone else thinks, the world will not fall apart. Those are Oprah's top 10. John Gordon, who's written a number of books, including Training Camp, Shark and the Goldfish, Soup, and The Energy Bus. If you go to jongordon.com, he, in his most recent blog, Easy and Shared 20 Tips for a Positive New Year. Great ideas for some action steps you might want to include, including 1, stay positive. 2, when you wake up in the morning, complete the statement, my purpose is blank. Each night before you go to bed, complete the statements, I am thankful for blank. Today I accomplished blank. 19, smile and laugh more. They're natural antidepressants. Read more books than you did last year. Get more sleep. Focus on the language of get to versus have to. Powerful, powerful ideas. Smile and laugh. Enjoy the ride. And remember, this is the one life we agreed at the beginning that we have in this plane from what we know now. I hope that you found some strategies that you can take action on to make 2011 your best year yet. Look forward to being with you again. Thanks for investing your time. Good luck with your success map, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.